found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
This is Max and Friends. Max is off tonight, but I'm Avery from Canada, and I'm going to be your host tonight. So
hello.
I guess it could be like Avery and Friends, and I heard Max. Tamara just come on. Hi, Tamara.
Oh,
welcome.
Shoot.
Welcome, Tamara. All right, she's going to be back. So anyways, tonight we are going to ask you to feel free to call in the studio at 232-203-0815 or tweet us on twitter.com/MaxTucci. And you can send all your questions there as well. Max is out for the evening, so I'm going to hold down the fort. Tamara, are you there? I guess she's not back. So, tonight we've got a fabulous show coming up, too, as well. We've got Greg Chabelle here. He's coming up, and he's from Okanagan area in British Columbia, my neck of the woods, up in Canada. He's a Juno Award winner and a modern pop soul man. And you're just, you know, he's this regular guy next door. He's very cool, and he's obsessed with music, and he's ridiculously talented. So, you're going to want to make sure to stay tuned for that. All right. Well, and this is also the time that we need to plug Delta.com. Flights are now on sale, so pack your bag because there's more flights, more destinations, and more ways to get away. Delta.com has you covered for all of your travel needs. All right, in birthdays, we've got a big shout-out to Madonna, who's 52, Deborah Messing, 42, Ben Affleck, 38, and, of course, Joe Jonas at 21. And I think he's now legal. That's pretty exciting. Tamara, are you pulling up your mic? She's having a, let's see here. She is on book tour right now, and she's in Squamish, BC, which is about 5 hours from me in British Columbia, Canada, on the west coast, just above Seattle. And she's just trying to get her internet figured out here. So anyways, Ronan, can we get on with Hot Topics?
Hey, yo, girls and dolls. Pick a topic and then we're gonna drop it on Max and Friends.
All right. So, Yaya Gupor has recently been asked to have a priest come and visit her for her last rites. Now, the actress was readmitted to the UCLA Medical Center on Friday. She has to have two blood clots removed, and this is because she's recovering from her hip replacement surgery that she had in July. And I know that Yaya Gupor is actually a really good friend of Max, so we need to send our thoughts and prayers with her right now at this time. On to more positive news, I suppose. Hilary Duff tied the knot with her hockey bow player, Mike Comrie, this weekend. Now, Mike Comrie is actually a Canadian hockey player, and this was an intimate ceremony in Santa Barbara, California. She wore a strapless mermaid Vera Wang gown, and she had the aisle lined with candles and white rose petals. Wow, how romantic. That's all I have to say. I wish Tamara was here on the line to talk to us, because she was just recently married, and I know that she'd have something to say about that. Moving forward, Riri, of course, Rihanna, also known as Rihanna, she has a new neck tattoo, but apparently it's grammatically incorrect. Now, excuse my French, because I am not French at all. Rebelle Fleur, they say that in French, the adjective always shows up before the noun, so then her neck tattoo should really say Fleur Rebelle instead. But according to OK Magazine, Riri says she's okay with it, and, you know, it's case closed. Tamara, are you on now?
Avery.
Yay.
Yay. Hi, my sweet friend.
Hello.
So, Well, I am just so happy to be on Max and Friends with LA Talk Radio. This is one of my most favorite places to be in the whole world, is right here with you. And I miss Max. And how's Max doing?
I think he's doing well. I just had a few text messages with him today. He's trying to save the voice and get better so he can join us next week. But Tamara, yes. I want to know more about your book tour. You were in my neck of the woods. You missed me.
Yes.
What's going on?
I can't believe it. Yes, it's crazy. It's crazy. I'm all over the place with Emerald Echo, the story. It's exciting. It's very, very exciting. I'm getting ready to start my second book, and I'm just getting lots of really good reception from the message that gives kids an opportunity to reconnect with their purpose for being here. And boy, it helps adults too. In fact, I'm reading it to myself again.
It's funny. It's like the little things that we need to remember in everyday life that we sometimes forget.
Absolutely. And you know, we're always teaching what we most need to learn. So it's definitely a reminder for me of, wow, there is the reason, there's a purpose, and no matter what it is that we've been through, it all contributes to who we get to be now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We were just doing Hot Topics, and,
yes.
You know, I just talked about Hillary Duff. She tied the knot with her hockey player, Mike Comrie, this weekend, and I know mm-hmm. that you recently tied the knot.
Yes. I was Sleeping Beauty, and he was the prince. Mr. Gregory is, he's absolutely wonderful. And we have just been riding this roller coaster ride of experiences that really have been about learning to be in a dance and a groove that works as you're blending two completely different backgrounds in a way that works.
Yeah. It's kind of tricky,
now,
are you
in a relationship right now?
Well, you know what? No, I am not. And you know what? I went to go out on a date last night, and the guy seriously
yes.
was like, yeah, I'm going to be home in 10 minutes, no problem, and I'll see you there. And so anyways, 10 minutes turned into 20 minutes, which turned into a phone call saying, hang in there, I'm going to be home in literally 10 minutes. And then he mm-hmm. snuck in the front door with another girl thinking that I wouldn't see them. Yeah, that was, I'm still getting over that one.
Oh my gosh. Now, did you guys actually have a date and then he brings home someone else?
Yeah, right before my eyes.
Ladies. Oh my. You know, someone's got to seriously be on drugs. Or, I mean,
well, I don't think he was on drugs. I think that maybe it was, you know, I don't know. But anyways, he didn't have the nerve to call me today to tell me what happened. And you know what? I'm going to do the Carrie Samantha Jones, you know, Sex in the City thing where he don't call me, I'm not going to call him, and he knows he lost big. So that's the end of the story.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, anybody that's not going to be that conscious of, you know, giving you calls saying he's going to be there. It sounds like alcoholic behavior.
It could have been that. But you know what? Let's not give him an excuse. I'm ready to move right on.
Oh, bless your heart. Yes. Well, and redefine, you know, who's going to be a divine partner for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, yeah, obviously we don't want an alcoholic, right?
Right. And what is it? If you were to design, like, genie in a bottle shows up on the beach and says, Avery, you can have anything you want, what would you want?
That is such a tough question to think about right now, honestly. I think mm-hmm. that I've got a few traits that I really admire in guys, like honesty and loyalty and a sense of humor that makes me laugh, mm-hmm. and someone that loves cuddling because I'm a big cuddly person, and
yes.
somebody that's not afraid, like, you know, to be dating the loudmouth, you know, radiohead, because sometimes that's a problem. So I don't know if that really exists, but I'm willing to kind of be flexible in everything that I'm looking for. And who knows what'll happen.
Yes.
But, Tamara, yes. we have a very exciting show coming up. We've got Greg Sabel coming up. And
yes.
He's close to you, actually. He's from the Okanagan area. He's a
uh-huh.
junior award winner and a modern pop soul man. And he may be just your regular guy next door, but he is obsessed mm-hmm. with music, and he's so ridiculously mm-hmm. talented, and he's got a whole bunch of ambition. I watched him actually play up here for our BC days. And he is unreal. He gets the crowd going. They're dancing. They're having a blast of a time. And that's what we're going to do here on Max and Friends. So let's throw out his new single, Causing a Commotion. Let's listen to it on LA Talk Radio with Max and Friends.
Bring it. Okay. Wow, I think it's absolutely incredible.
Let's just invite Greg Sabel on because we need the man here.
Yes.
How's it going, ladies?
Greg. We're amazing. How are you, my dear? You've got quite
I'm
a website
great.
Going on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I'm doing awesome. I'm actually I'm in your stomping grounds. I'm in LA right now, so I think we kind of swapped places. It seems.
Wow. So, Greg, what would you say is your inspiration? What drives you to be so drawn to music? What was it?
Oh, you know, I mean, I grew up in a very musical home, so I think that really was that played a huge mm-hmm. role. And I think that I just love the response that people. How people responded when you sang a song that touched them or spoke to them or, you know, made them smile or whatever. I think that music is such an amazing language that transcends, you know, stereotypes and language and everything. And I think that it can be really, it sounds cheesy, but I think it can be really magical. And so I just, I got addicted to that, you know, got addicted to the fact that you can write a song and it really, can speak to someone and challenge them or inspire them and stir their heart. And so I love that. I love that about music. And mm-hmm. and I also just, I think it's it's definitely my go-to talent or gift, the thing that I'm the best at out of anything that I can do. So maybe it's the only thing I have that I'm really good at. So
that's not true.
I have to do it.
It's very powerful because you know that music is like the emotion. If you sat and watched a movie and you just took the sound away, it wouldn't have near the impact. It's what sound does, what music does to our soul in the way that it just moves us in ways that, nothing else can. And that's exactly what you're speaking to, Greg, is really being able to touch other people's hearts in a way that moves them and you being responsible for creating that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's an amazing thing, you know. And like you said, if you look at a lot of movies, if you took the music away from those movies, they wouldn't. They might not provoke tears, and they might not, it might not be quite as funny as when the music is there. So it's a pretty amazing tool and a pretty amazing language, I think.
Bless your heart. Well, thank you for showing up on this planet.
I didn't have much to do with it, but I'm here and I'm glad to be here. So thanks for having me on your show. I really appreciate it.
You're more than welcome. What I want to talk about now, though, is your Glee music video spinoff, where you actually get slushied. Is that the right term? Slushied at the end?
I believe that is the right term, yeah. It was quite an amazing experience. I haven't actually watched a whole lot, but I've seen a few episodes in my busy schedule, and I've been a fan of the show for sure. And so I'm actually in this contest called the Peak Performance Project. This contest is basically all across British Columbia. They picked 20 artists and bands from about 500 entries, and we all compete now for $100,000 towards our career. And so the Peak 100.5 is putting the contest on. And so what we have to do is do a bunch of different challenges and we get judged on it. And the first challenge was to create a viral video campaign promoting the fact that we were a part of this contest. And so knowing that Glee is doing really well right now, obviously, they're up for 19 Emmy Awards at the end of this month. And I had a friend that was in a Glee club in a nearby city that, called Kelowna, and so I talked to her, and she said, well, I'm in the Glee Club, we could totally pull something off. And so it's kind of snowballed into this, music video inspired by Glee, and we had some characters that kind of, looked like other characters in Glee in the real show. And
yeah, you do, you got the guy in the wheelchair. Come on, it's amazing. It's actually
I know.
Amazing.
Yeah, and that wasn't even planned. We were like, oh, I wish we had a wheelchair. And then we walked into the high school where we were filming, and there was a wheelchair there. And the guy that ended up playing guitar in the video, we put him in a wheelchair, and it worked out perfectly. It was awesome. So
it looks awesome, and I only wish that I was dancing with the suspenders on in that video. Had a blast.
Video. If we do another one, I can get you and Tamara on the video. You guys, I'll get you.
There you go.
Well, then Max will want to be a part of it too. Oh no.
Oh, he can be in it too. He can be in it too. That's fine.
Absolutely.
We should do our own Glee video, Tamara.
There you go. Hey, we've got to have a reunion somewhere where we're getting together. We just turn on a camera. I tell you, Max shows up on any scene, and that guy's a party waiting to happen. I love that guy. I mean, he is.
I wish that he was here. I feel kind of sad that he can't. That he's sick, obviously. That's no good.
Yeah.
But it would be fun to have him on your team.
We'll just have to invite you back. That's just what we'll have to do.
All right. Sure. Yeah. That sounds good. Sounds like fun.
I tell you what. The Max throws in those zingers, and I'm telling you, everybody's on their toes going, oh, he's so good. Yeah, he's great. He's great. We'll have to put him in the wheelchair.
That's cool. Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, that video was quite an experience. We were filming it from, 7:30 at night till 6 in the morning, through the night. It was just, grueling, but really fun. We had an amazing team that came together and did it, and if you want, you can check it out on my YouTube channel. It's just youtube.com/Greg Sabel. And if you can spell my name, you get extra points. So
there's the hidden Z.
So, Greg, we were talking earlier about relationships. Are you in one?
I am not. No. I am
How old are you?
Single and 25. I'll be 26 in September. Yeah.
Oh.
So, yeah.
So,
quarter of a century.
So you know what? If you had, and this is what we were just asking Avery earlier, if you had a genie in the bottle that you found on the beach, what is it that you're looking for?
Ooh, that's a good question. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that for me, it has to be someone who understands what I do. That's a huge, that's really important because music is so, especially being an artist and being a writer, like, I mean, you're living from paycheck to paycheck. It's, there's no, you know, unless you're like a staff writer and you just write songs every day for, you know, there's no like steady income. It's a crazy ride, and there's the best of times and there's the worst of times. And to have someone, someone that understands that and that's okay with, you know, you being on the road sometimes and just, you know, being ready for the unexpected. Cause sometimes you can get a call and all of a sudden you're hitting the road next week to do some shows with so-and-so because it came up last minute. And so I think that, you know, someone who understands that and is okay with that and is also can be spontaneous when they need to be, that's important for sure.
Yeah.
But,
that's a quality
yeah,
I love,
that's,
too.
Yeah. But I think spontaneity
Avery.
Is pretty cool.
Oh, no,
so.
Avery,
how
old are you?
No, Tamara. All right, so, Craig, you were in
LA. Is Tamara trying to play matchmaker on this radio show?
Well, hey, if the opportunity, there's no time like the present. I love when people are loving on each other.
Well, you know what? Then maybe you'd love this next song that we're gonna play of Greg's, right?
Excellent.
Greg,
that's a great segue. That's amazing. Wow.
Why don't you segue this one for us, Greg? Your song.
Yeah.
Which one are you playing?
Well, we're going to do the I've Got That Feeling, and it's debuting. It's your remix. What else?
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'm so pumped about this. I'm actually in L.A. staying at my buddy's place, Adrian Bradford, and he's a producer in town here. He's from Winnipeg, actually, your stomping grounds, Avery.
Yes, true.
And he is he's now living in L.A., working with some great producers and artists in town here, and he actually did the remix for this song, so I have to give a shout out to him.
Is-
but.
Fabulous. So let's drop it
Thank you.
On LA Talk Radio. Max and friends,
let's do it.
This is I've Got a Feeling, Greg Sobel.
Surprise.
Welcome back, everybody, to Max and Friends. You're on the air with Avery and I, and we are just so grateful to be both actually recording here from Canada. Avery, we're just like 8 hours away.
We are, and we should have synced this up better. And actually, Greg Sabel, who is our guest, and you just heard his wonderful track, I've got that feeling, he's actually a BC boy himself. He's
Whoa.
Just up a little northern, right. Just a little bit farther up, Tamara, from where you are, in Salmon Arm.
Oh, my goodness.
So this is just too
you know
crazy.
What? I love Canada.
I love it, too.
It's awesome. It's very hot right now, like what we were saying. You just took an ice bath, right?
Yes, I did.
Yeah,
but you know what? We're staying cool here. And Ronan, what's everybody listening to?
LA Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends.
That's right. This is Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Mm-hmm. Max is, of course, off tonight, but I'm Avery from Canada, and Tamara's here, too, as well. So we're going to hold down the fort, and we've got a very special guest in store. Tamara, take it away.
Yeah. Oh, bless your heart. Oh, my gosh, it's so cool. I know, it's weird not having Max here with us, but he's with us in spirit. I always feel his presence because this is his baby, and he is so awesome in bringing people into our inner circle. And we've got Greg here with us in the inner circle, and what an honor, what a privilege to have you, Greg. And, you know, gosh, bless your heart. I mean, we were ending on a really good note on what would be a genie in a bottle wish for you, Mr. Man. What about what's next for you? What's next for you, Greg? I mean, what happens after this?
Well, there's lots of stuff on the go right now. It's really, really exciting. Right now I'm in L.A. I was telling Avery, actually, earlier that I won a contest, and I got to write with a songwriter named Toby Gadd. And Toby, Toby wrote, like, Big Girls Don't Cry and If I Were a Boy for Beyonce. And he's written on the new Alicia Keys and Jordan Sparks. And he's an amazing songwriter. And so I got to write with him, and we wrote and recorded a tune the other day. So that's coming out soon, hopefully. Soon. I'm not sure when it will release, but that's on the horizon. And I'm just doing a lot of songwriting lately, playing a few shows here and there, but really keeping it kind of low key for the fall, and just trying to do mm-hmm. a lot of songwriting and maybe even releasing some new songs in the future. So that's the plan.
And I was just going to say, like, songwriting and writing competitions and everything else in between is, like, nothing new for Greg. He has, the 2010 finalist for the John Lennon International Songwriting Competition, which is why he is in LA, like he said. He also has won the 2009 Cube from Nissan Canada, because he was one of the 50 of Canada's most creative and unique individuals from 7,000 entries, Tamara. This was national. This is big
Whoa.
News. And you know what's
Whoa.
Even cooler? Is that if you go to wingregscar.com, you can actually win his Nissan Cube that he's been driving.
That's right.
And, yeah. and even better, he will come to your house anywhere in North America, so even our U.S. listeners can take part in this, and he will play a private concert, and he will leave the keys to the car at their house.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
that's
and not,
incredible.
Not just the keys. I'll leave the car, too, not just the keys.
Yeah.
But,
wow.
Yeah, it's just go to wingregscar.com and sign up. The contest closes on September 6th. But, yeah, it's been a really fun contest. I kind of launched it just to promote the CD and basically giving the fans the chance to win a car, just saying, if you'll help promote my music, I'll help you, you know, possibly win a new car and a free concert. So we did this little mm-hmm. exchange, but it's been an amazing time, and we've had a lot of fun, and the fans have just stepped it up and been so awesome in spreading the word about the tunes, and
but honestly,
they want to win that car. So.
For the first time I heard you play for the BC, at the BC Days, I mean, you mm-hmm. caused a serious, and I'm not just using the word of the song, he caused a serious commotion. Like, we had people dancing, mm-hmm. people singing along, jamming. Like,
it was such a fun show. It was so good.
He's calling. Like, they flock to him. He's like a magnet.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, like, he's coming up here, guys. Keep your eyes on him.
Well, it sounds like, I mean, when you're so in touch with your soul and your spirit, you're just like, you've got your finger on the pulse of the universe. When you write from the depths of your soul where people can connect with that and move with it and feel with it, it just reminds us that we're alive. And, you know, anybody's going to congregate and just go, oh my God, and make statues and idols of people who do that, you know, are willing to step out and be that vulnerable, you know, with your words and with your expression. And we all long to do what you're doing, Greg. It's like singing our own heart song, whatever that is. It maybe not be a singer or a writer, but in some form, like I believe it's like our soul just longs to express itself. And you are such a beautiful example for what other people can look to and go, ah, I want that. And they're going to just like gather Tara, around you like a magnet.
But you have to be somewhat good at singing well, Greg is just the whole package though. Like there's this man is like,
thank you. And I think, I know what you're saying too. I think that, I definitely had, when I was in high school, there was that struggle to just do what is normal and get a real job. And, you know, you kind of feel that pressure to just do what's expected of you, you know. I think that obviously music isn't a career path that is what's the word, as stable as some other jobs could be. But sure. I just knew in my heart that's what I was made to do. That's what I was, you know, put on this earth to do, because it just came out so naturally and it was what I loved. And so I'm just really thankful. I had so much support from my parents and from my family. They just have stood by me through this whole thing, and they've my dad actually manages me, and my mom handles all the bookkeeping and all the kind of administration stuff, and my sister even is part of, she does the merchandise managing, and she's they're all amazing. So you know, it's really I feel really blessed that I've had those kind of people in my life to help me.
And I think that's what keeps you so humble too as well. Like
it's good to have people that love you before you've had success, because they keep you, they remind you who you are, right? And they smack you on the head when you get a bit of an ego. So it's good to have that.
Yes, always. Yes. And it's really extraordinary that you did find that thing that you love to do, because most, I talk to so many people who aren't doing that, and it's such an inspiration for someone who is, for people to live whatever it is that they came here to do. And bless you for doing your thing, and for blessing us with your talents and your gifts, because it's definitely being rewarded back to you. So God love
you.
Keep going.
I want to ask a question though, because I know that it's probably, well, I have this little, all right, this little fantasy that I get to go up on the stage and win a Juno, but you know, Greg has done that. And Greg, like, what was going through your head when you entered the Juno Awards? Because the Juno Awards is equivalent to, like, the Grammys in the States, right?
Yeah. Mm. You know, like, for the Junos and for any of those awards shows, they're always by submission. So you don't get nominated unless you submit your music. And so whether it's Alicia Keys or Kanye West, their record labels or the artists themselves will submit their albums to hopefully be considered. And so so I did that with my album, but I really, and I mean this honestly, didn't believe that it would, you know, stand a chance and that it would be nominated or considered. It was like, well, this would be fine, you know, I have an album out, I'll submit it and see what happens. And then I remember being with my dad, and he got this email, and it was from our booking agent at the time, or I think our booking agent's business, like a coworker, and he said, "Congrats on the Juno nomination." And we were like, "What's he talking about? Is this some kind of mean joke?" Like, and anyway, so we went on the website, and sure enough, there it was. It was nominated for Juno, and so that was like, you know, you're already sky high about that. That's pretty amazing. We're, you know, can't believe it. And then went to the Juno Awards, which were in Winnipeg, again, bringing the peg back into it.
I remember that.
And yeah, and it was honestly, I was just happy to be there, and I'm not just being cliche saying that. It was just such a cool experience. Like, I remember getting they give you the bag full of all your information for the weekend, and we had a limo pass in our bag, and I was like, hey, a limo pass? Like, are we supposed to have a limo or something? And sure enough, we were supposed to have a limo. We didn't have one, but a fellow nominee let us ride with her, so that was fun. But,
wow.
Yeah, it was totally just really surreal and just really cool. I remember when Jan Arden actually presented the award, and I just remember as soon as she said my name, just like the whole room was like spinning, and you were like, are you
serious? Wow. What's
happening right now? And so it was really exciting.
See, Greg, that is so awesome, because those are the moments that like take your breath away. And it's those moments that at the end of your life, when you have no regrets, because you lived it to the fullest. Like, there wasn't something you missed out. Even if you blanked out and things spun around, I mean, you're alive. You know, you're doing it. And how rewarding to be walking in those steps of no regrets.
Yeah, totally. And I think, you know, I was talking to my friend Adrian, the guy that did the remix for the dance remix we just listened to, and we were discussing this about music, and I think, like many things in life, you know, if I hadn't submitted the album into the Genos to even be nominated, if I hadn't like dreamed big dreams that maybe this could happen, it wouldn't have happened at all, you know. And I think that's a testament to taking chances and into making steps, because if you don't make them, then your odds of something happening are zero, you know. But
right.
It doesn't hurt to try. So I think that's
because you could have the talent, and if you don't do anything with it, like what you said, I think that's so key, Greg, is that you had a vision, like you had a dream, mm-hmm. and you dared to do it. You dared to visualize it. You dared to step into it, and good for you. I mean, knees knocking and, you know, fear, you know, trying to grab a hold, but moving through that, look at what happens when you're willing to do the thing you fear, and the fear of death is certain. That's what Mark Twain said. How cool is that? Like, okay, good. You can now move the fear from in front to beside you and go, you know what? My spirit's mm-hmm. bigger than whatever my mind can say to take me out.
All right, this is getting deep. This is getting real deep. I want to invite all of our listeners to call in tonight to our studio. It's 323-203-0815. Let us know what you think, because I personally think I struck gold when I met Greg, but it's all up to you guys. And once again, the studio number is 323-203-0815. Or you can tweet us on Twitter, twitter.com/MaxTucci, of course. Tamara, did you get a Twitter account? I haven't got one yet.
You know what, love? I'm still needing a little help with that.
I know.
You girls need to get on that. This is important.
And he tells me I need to do it, but I don't know. We had this talk, it's Greg, about me and technology, and I don't know. I don't really want to, I don't know, get too involved.
You're doing amazing. What you're doing so amazing with the radio show here, love. It's amazing how you got all kinds of things going on here and filling in here for Max. You're good.
Oh, thanks.
we'll just be good on Twitter.
Believe it or not, this is actually my first show. I've got Tamara here, but flying down the road at my first show. So thank you guys so much for your patience, and thanks to all of our listeners too as well. It can only get better, right? Sticking to the dream and
doing
with.
Doing a great job.
Look at you.
It's going really good.
Yeah, you're doing like what Greg's doing. You're stepping out there. You're doing it.
Well, I didn't get a Juno yet, but it's going to happen. What's the radio word? I'm not even sure.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
No.
But if I get to dance in Greg's Glee video, I'll be just as happy with the suspenders.
All right.
I should say too, I just realized that my phone is beeping, and I realized that the beeping is because the battery is low, so I apologize in advance if you lose me, because I lost my charger for the phone, so it's been running on low juice, but
anyway. Well, then really good that we have you on here. I really wanted to talk to you about, how is it touring? It says here that you're still touring, I would presume, here with Paul Brandt. backing up the vocals and keyboards too as well. And I mean, that's pretty amazing. He's one of my favorite artists.
Paul is awesome. He's, I think, I mean, some of our U.S. listeners might not know of his music, but in the 90s, he went multi-platinum and had a couple number one hits in the U.S., and he's a country artist, but he's still doing what he does, and he's a headliner in Canada still. So, Paul and I met at the Junos, actually. We met just during cocktails, and it was, like, very brief, awkward encounter, and I just went up to him and was like, "Hey, how's it going? I'm Greg. Nice to meet you." And that was pretty much how the conversation ended, and it was so awkward. But he contacted me a few months later, and we met up and did some writing together. And since then, we've become good friends, and now I'm playing his band on the side. So it's been a great experience.
Well, it couldn't have been too awkward. It definitely
No, it was. It really was awkward. It really was.
Well, that's so cool. You're honest. I love that. Great.
But yeah, he's a really charming, awesome guy, and a great, I think a really great example of someone who's been able to have longevity in the music industry and have integrity too. You know, how he's worked hard for it, and he's very talented. So.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm really surprised, Tamara, at how fast time has gone on Max and Friends. Oh. And I'm sure, Greg, when we were talking just before the show came on, we were like, oh my gosh, we've been talking for 15 minutes. But this is really how fast time goes, I'm finding.
Yeah. It does. No, and see, that's when you know you're in the zone.
We didn't even get to talk about that. This is one thing Greg and I have in common, is that we both love food and we both have to work out. And I don't know, I gave him some music too as well to push on his iPod while he's at the gym, and I'm hoping he's loving it, but it's one of those things.
I haven't had any time to go to the gym yet, so I'll be honest.
Oh dear. Well, you don't really need to dance around and you burn off many calories. But I was just in New York City. This was on Monday. And Greg sent me this wonderful list of all these restaurants to check out and all his favorite spots. And we both agreed upon that we both need to move to New York City and try and live there locally because it's such a wonderful city.
Oh, it is. You know, there's a buzz there.
I just love it. Yeah. I just love it and I want more.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can handle living there for a long time, but at least for a couple months just to get a taste of it, you know. Let the tourist wear off and then become a local. I think that'd be really cool.
Oh. Yes. Well, Max is over that way.
I know, and I'm jealous.
He's in New York?
We planned on meeting up and we just missed.
Oh.
It was terrible. Mm. But hopefully we'll meet up next
That's
time.
Fun. So you gotta tell us though. Tell you mentioned that you went to one of the restaurants that I recommended, and you wouldn't tell me what you ate there because you wanted to save it for the talk. So I'm really intrigued.
Well, Greg, one thing you don't know about me is I will skip the whole dinner and I'll go straight to the dessert.
Oh okay. Yes.
So, I happened to have. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
It's called the compost cookie, and it's got pretzels, potato chips, coffee, oats, butterscotch, and chocolate chips in it, and it's the most amazing cookie of your life. And I know it kind of sounds disgusting, but it is.
No, I read about that, and I... Yeah, it sounds amazing.
Well, it is, and you're going to have to go and visit that fine place for, I guess, to try it out. And Greg, I have to thank you for telling me about that, because or else I would never have had that opportunity to have all those in my mouth at the same time.
Oh yeah, no, it was great. It's the restaurant's called Momofuku, and it's the milk bar is the dessert. Kind of, they have two different restaurants, the savory restaurant, and then the milk bar is their dessert place. But yeah, so I told Avery she had to check it out. They have barbecue flavored soft serve ice cream, which I think sounds very gross, but I trust that it'll be really good because,
barbecue ice cream
and potato chip toppings.
Oh dear! Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh! This is just—it's. I don't know how I feel about this. I'm kind of feeling a little sick, but maybe that's the heat. Maybe that's the heat out here because you know what? In Victoria, it doesn't normally get hot, and apparently we're pushing 35 degrees Celsius, which is like almost 100 Fahrenheit. So. Anyways, I've had a blast on Max and Friends, and I really have to thank our guest, Greg, for being on the show, Greg Chabelle, with us. It's been an amazing time.
Pleasure.
Greg, where can our fans visit your website? What is the site?
You know what? If you go to wingregscar.com, that takes you straight to my website, which, because my name is impossible to spell, so that's the easiest way. But yeah, it's on. My music's on iTunes worldwide, and you can check it out on YouTube as well. So
his last name is actually spelled S-C-Z-E-B-E-L, and it always, the Z always throws people off, and it definitely threw me off when I first met him. And they actually, his band jokingly said to me, "Can you actually say his name?" And they pushed me, Greg. That's how I knew how. But yeah, I just let the cat out of the bag on that one.
I've been told that the name has to go. It has to be changed, apparently. So we'll see.
Well, maybe just drop the Z.
Well, maybe maybe you can do a vote for what people would love to have your stage name be.
That's a good idea.
Because a lot of people do that.
That's weird. Yeah, it's true. Hey, it is impossible to say. So I don't blame people for thinking that. So.
Yes. But, well, bless your heart, Greg. Yeah. We're going to thank our listeners. And my gosh, what a pleasure, what a joy, what an honor to have you a part in our inner circle here tonight. And I just want to thank everybody that tuned in, and make sure that you tune in to Max and Friends next week, every Sunday night.
Absolutely. And there's an application also, too, you can get on our website, so you can listen to us on your BlackBerry, your iPod, as you're traveling around on Delta.com. You know, we are out there. We're now worldwide, which is very exciting. Tamara, we're taking the airwaves by storm. I'm liking this.
Yes, we're taking it to the max.
We are taking it to the max. So anyways, guys, we're going to leave you with one of my favorite songs. Oh, I just got a correction. It's actually only on the iPhone and not for the BlackBerry Yetter app. But you know what? Hey, I've got some hope it's coming for the BlackBerry. But I want to end up today's show on Max and Friends with one of my personal favorite songs by Greg Chappelle, and it's called One by One. So thank you, everybody, tonight. It's been a wonderful show, and we'll see you all next week on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Stay tuned to CBS News on at 10.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
But at times I feel more stranded, 'cause the world is not the place of my childhood.